The Friday Short for October 25th of 2024. In this week's episode featuring Progress Michigan Sam Englott, and please check it out if you haven't already, I spent my last call segment on some worries about Democrats abandoning Gen Z men, supposedly. And I wondered aloud, what exactly should Democrats do to address the concerns and engage with disaffected Gen Z male voters, since a couple of polls show MAGA Republicans gaining support with that voting bloc. Now, we'll see how true those numbers really are once Election Day voting data starts to surface in a few months, especially in terms of demographic numbers. But I really don't understand how this is the Democratic Party's fault that some Gen Z men are falling victim to bro culture. Democrats are trying to uplift all Americans through various programs to help even up the playing field. Yeah, a lot of it is imperfect at times. And yes, Democrats certainly know how to screw things up once in a while. But that still makes me wonder, how do these young male voters actually believe that Trump and MAGA and the kind of white Christian nationalist philosophy they push will address and improve their lives is still, to me, the biggest mystery of them all. He's not offering them anything of real value or solutions to improve their lives. In fact, what Trump offers is something Vice President Kamala Harris was accused of doing in the early stages of her campaign, running a vibes-only campaign. Now, it was laughable and ludicrous for the corporate media to run with that angle, considering that Trump has always been devoid of plans, of concrete plans to actually help the middle class during the entire election season and during the previous two elections. His movement has never been a movement about helping enrich working Americans. Oh, he enriches his kinds of people by passing major tax cuts, benefiting the rich donor base and corporations. Oh yeah, he made sure he fulfilled that promise. Those people close to him benefit, yes, but not to the rest of us. MAGAism has always been about feelings. And that's why perhaps they've been successful at getting some of these Gen Z men to their side here of late. Because Gen Z men feel better, I guess, when Dear Leader and all these dude bro podcasters put on that fake macho bravado in which they can berate and dehumanize those that they blame for a loss of the patriarchal society that they dream will return. And they can spend time complaining about wokeism and why it's impossible to deal with a society in which we, you know, show compassion and understanding for those who are gay, who are transgender, and especially for women who are going out, getting college degrees, getting jobs, and moving up the stepladder. Oh, and while complaining about it, these guys are being taught to be as in-your-face, combative, and demeaning as possible. Hey, any of us who have to deal with social media on a daily basis knows exactly what I'm talking about. And then young men wonder, why are we so alone? Because being a dick and refusing to acknowledge the struggles of anyone else other than your own struggles turns off many women. Sorry, dudes, but that's just the truth. Particularly if you begin ascribing to the white Christian nationalist dogma that man has full domain over everything, and that includes women. Yeah, good luck trying to convince a woman to go on a date with you by sounding like Trump. But I guess that's the area where I'm stuck. What does Trump offer to some of these lonely, disaffected young men, or should I say these supposed lonely, disaffected young men, other than the right to be as belligerent and as dickish as they want to be? What concrete changes is he promising to make their lives better? As writer Paul Waldman wrote on his Substack called The Cross Section, and I'm quoting, "Trump isn't going to be able to fix what ails young men because their problems are rooted in social changes that have played out over decades. Trump isn't going to ban women from demanding their partners treat them as equals or getting college degrees. He may be a sex assaulter, but he won't make it okay for other people to assault whomever they please. He isn't going to make young men feel that they know exactly what is expected of them as men. Could you name a single practical thing Trump would do as president that would be good for young men in particular?" It's a great question. And you know what? I've got the answer. There's not one thing, not one concrete thing Trump is offering to improve their lives other than to give them an outlet to amuse themselves to death with him hating on all those that they think they should hate. And just as many rural Americans learned after 4 years of getting nothing from Trump, Gen Z Americans will soon learn that they were grifted just the same from this guy and from this movement. And they'll soon realize that maybe instead of despising others or those that you deem the other, perhaps it would be better to join marginalized groups and other marginalized Americans to affect change in a faster and more productive way rather than segregating yourself and thereby allowing the business class to continue to keep all of us fighting with each other while they laugh all the way to the bank. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is my email. Follow me on the gram, Twitter, and Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast and give it a 5-star review. And subscribe to Michigan's premier progressive podcast on YouTube. Please go out and vote, get others to vote, and visit MichiganVotes.org for additional voting information. Take the battle to them.